The Guardian.
Christine Blower has found herself unexpectedly thrust into the limelight as the new General Secretary of the National Union of Teachers, following the sudden death of her predecessor, Steve Sinnott. She takes over at a crucial time for the union, whose members are due to strike on Thursday in a dispute over pay. It's the first teachers' stoppage in England since 1987, and The Guardian has learned that more than 1,000 schools in England and Wales could be closed. Our education editor, Polly Curtis, went to meet her.
I'm with Christine Blower at the NUT in London, and we are going to be talking about the strike action, which is planned for Thursday. Can you tell me why this is happening?
I can. It's because since 2004, yeah, teachers' pay has been cut year on year. Mm. This is because they've been receiving awards at lower than inflation. We measure inflation using the RPI, the Retail Price Index. And in fact, if you look on government websites, they will tell you that that is the figure that's used for wage bargaining. So our members have suffered pay cuts and therefore diminution in their standards of living. We're beginning to see now that it's harder to recruit young people into teaching. The figures for September show that potential teachers are not taking up places on training courses at the level at which they should if we're going to have enough teachers. And of course, young teachers in particular are saddled with enormous amounts of debt. So whilst it is a matter of absolutely last resort that teachers should take strike action, Steve Sinnott, our late General Secretary, had been leading this campaign, feeling that at this stage it was wholly justified to take a stand about the fact that teachers' pay simply has to, at the very minimum, keep pace with inflation.
When there were last kind of widespread teacher strikes, there was a real recognition about the poor wages they were on. Do you think that now you'll get the same level of public sympathy?
Well, I think once we continue to make the case about the fact that we're not attracting people into teaching, we absolutely will. Because whilst this is primarily about our own members' pay and their life, it is also about, you know, as Steve always said, the education service at large. And the fact is that at the moment, 50% of teachers are leaving within the first 3 years. Now, that is partly because of workload, but it is significantly because if you're a graduate, you can earn more doing things other than teaching.
And what's the starting salary for teachers inside London now?
In London, it's a shade under £25,000.
It doesn't sound so bad. It's around the national average, and they'll earn more.
Yeah, it's absolutely true that teachers are not the lowest paid workers, and in fact on April the 24th we will be out on strike with members of PCS, one of the civil service unions, and they indeed have very low paid workers. The thing is, of course, that teaching is a graduate profession, so we're competing with other graduate jobs, and the fact is that teaching is not and never has been an easy job. And it is true that the government have told us that we have the most highly valued and best teaching force we've ever had. Well, the thing is, if we're to keep those people, then we have to not only address their workload issues, but significantly, we have to make sure that we're paying them in such a way that we will keep them in.
I don't feel a real level of anger out there. I don't feel huge support, particularly when I talk to teachers from other unions as well, or teachers who aren't activists. Do you think the teaching profession is behind you on this?
Well, what we can say is that for sure our members are, and the Times Educational Supplement carried a poll which was not just of our members but of a lot of teachers, and that did show significant support. So I believe that teachers are, and I think that those people who come to our rallies and events on the 24th of April will see that there is significant support for what we're doing.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.